Wednesday, the 13th of March. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Do you remember that one of the pillars of Lent, one of the pillars that we kind of worry about in Lent, is prayer? And I want us to think a little bit about some of the ways that we might pray. It's been very, very hot lately. And that's made me think about our world and what we're doing to it. And Pope Francis wants us to spend some time in our prayer life really reflecting on God, who is the Creator, who makes everything that is. And so this is the way I want you to pray. I want you to find a time this week. Maybe it's during school. It may even be at break. Or maybe it's on the weekend or when I'm at home. But I want you to go and find something in nature and we're going to contemplate it. Now, my favorite things to contemplate in nature are either to go out. You may have to ask mom or dad to come and do this with you. To go out and to look at the stars at night before I go to bed. I love looking at the stars. Just close your eyes for a moment and imagine looking up at the beautiful night sky and seeing the light of the stars. Sometimes when I look at the night sky, I feel like I can just fall into it. It's so beautiful and so immense. And the stars are so twinkly. And it is so still. And when I look at the stars, when I really look at the stars, I become aware of that deep stillness of space. And I think with awe about God who creates the wonder of space, the wonder of the stars. That's one of my favorite ways of praying. My other one is to go and find a nice tree. You need a sort of friendly tree that you like. It's worth spending time choosing one. I have a lovely syringa in my garden. And what I like to do is to go and look at it. And look at how beautiful it is. I love to run my hands down the bark and close my eyes and lean against the tree. And just listen to the whisper of the wind in its branches. I love to look up. And in my syringa tree, there are birds that have made their nests. And there are birds that come and eat the syringa berries. And they make a horrible noise, but I like it. It fills me with delight to see the birds landing and flying off. And if I sit very, very still, they will come, even though I'm there. And I look at the wonder of the birds and the wonder of the syringa tree against the sky. And again, I think about how amazing God is, how creative, making the syringa tree with its interesting bark and its beautiful little flowers and its berries, and making all the birds who love to eat the syringa berries and who are so beautiful. I've seen in that tree hadidas and hoopoes, a wood hoopoe. I have seen a green parrot, and I've seen doves, and I've seen many, many luries, and other birds that I don't know the name of. So there's something very peaceful about sitting and watching the birds in my syringa tree. Sometimes they come, and sometimes they don't. But in it all, I am amazed by the creativity of God, who makes everything so beautiful. So that's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to go yourself and find your own tree, or just look at the stars yourself, or maybe find a flower. Some beautiful thing in nature that you can contemplate, that means to look at closely, and really see how beautiful it is. And then give thanks to God for the beauty of God's creation. Let's pray together. Lord, may we be touched by you in the beauty of your creation. May we come to see how delicately and beautifully everything you have made exists. Amen.